Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals.
Now, Shopify does the Can-Can.
Endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can Sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
La 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 la. She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. Somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, testing. See how it's moving? See how these lines are going up and down?
Yeah.
That means I'm recording, talking to yours. Okay. Then before it just stopped. Testing, 1, 2.
Hello.
Whoa. Okay, talk loud.
Hello, hello.
Okay, see how it's moving?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so I'll keep it like this and show you.
Okay.
Then you could see that I am doing nothing wrong along. I'm doing exactly what I'm told every time on this thing. So hopefully this podcast.
But it looks like it's recording over something.
Why does it look like it's recording? That's the template. That's just the template. It's not recording over
You're recording
anything.
Over a template. This was something else. Yes. Why would they make you record over another one?
No, you have a template.
This is something that's already been recorded that we're recording over. That's why they keep getting stuff at the end. Yes, it is.
I don't think so.
Rich, what else is this?
That's the template.
I understand what a template is.
But there's no recording on the template.
Yes, it is. If you just played the template, it is a podcast.
No.
That is on there. Yes, it is. Unless you accidentally did it wrong once.
I've never done it wrong.
Recorded something over the template.
Nope.
It is clearly we are recording over something.
We are not recording over nothing. I don't think.
Well, you could use your eyes.
You could use your eyes.
That's what I'm looking at.
No, I don't think so, because it's just my wife template.
I understand that it's been saved as my wife template, but perhaps, what do you think a template is?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's just the form that they want this one to take. So I don't know why they've had you for all these years clicking on a My Wife Hates Me template. That's why we keep getting these issues where people are like, well, we're recording. Whether or not it began that way, there is a podcast on there now that we're recording over. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's continue on then. We have all the clues necessary, all the context information, and if you don't believe it, I don't know what to, you can see it. You can see it.
But it's okay. I think you're half.
What do
and
you
half.
Think this is?
That's the template.
No, but what do you think those lines mean in it?
I don't know, but it's always been this way. Go to the template.
Well, there's a podcast on there.
Well, why is that? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. This is the first time you've ever even let me look at it.
Well, you see what's going on. Okay, hold on. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. There. See, my mic is on. Now talk loud.
No, I can see. We can easily see that our mics are on. We can also easily see that it's recording over something else.
Maybe it is. They have to fix it.
And just one more clue in the puzzle. When people say, hey, I can hear an old podcast on the end of it, what do you think that's from?
Magic. Yes, it's magic.
We're recording over an old podcast.
Nope. I erased all the old podcasts.
Except for the template. It's in the template.
You think there's a podcast? I'll text Rob.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Take a video of it. Go look. Oh. Is this recording over an old
what's that
podcast? Of course it is. It's remarkable to me that you've done how many of these?
But I don't know the template. I just go to the template.
I know, but why would a template have talking on it?
I don't know.
And you can tell it's our podcast because your mic is completely talking the whole time. What? And mine is not.
I don't know what's going on here. Let's hopefully this works. Hopefully it works.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else.
What? Go ahead.
We're recording. We are recording.
It looks like it's recording.
No, it is definitely recording.
All right. So. I'm texting Rob.
But why are you doing it on the podcast?
Because like, he could.
It doesn't matter now. We're recording. They'll just cut off the end of it. But you have to tell them like,
what?
Rich,
what? Could
I don't understand why you do things now on the podcast that we're doing. Like, what is the point of doing a podcast? Hi, welcome to the Troubleshooting Podcast, where we try to figure out what's wrong with our podcast in real time. Listen here, folks. Really pulling back the curtain on the podcast world.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, my God. I can't with you. I'm not doing
it. Okay, I'm ready now. I'm ready.
You know everything about podcasting. You tell me all the time. We have a fucking great podcast.
We do.
Well, we're genius.
This one is. I'm ready.
Would put together, figure out the inner workings of their fucking garage band while doing a podcast,
Well, then people could help us, maybe.
We can't be helped, Rich. We can't be helped.
Why would you say
because we've done like fucking 400 of these and it's the same constantly.
No, it's
so like all of a sudden, like somebody's gonna, hey, did you try using an asterisk at the title? Then, now. Yay. Thank you. Thank you, Bobby Boo Boo from Staten Island for helping us out. Like, what?
All right. Listen, let's get started. First of all, I want to thank everybody or anybody that sent Raina money to her PayPal, but please stop. You don't have to send my kid money. She's a creep. You know, she came on the podcast and said, what did she say? Send me money for to get a MacBook or to buy.
Yeah, she's a gun. She's not saving for a MacBook. Yeah, she's like buying
shit off of Amazon. Like,
yeah, it's all going in $8 drabs from Amazon.
So, but thank you for supporting Raina. But you don't have to anymore. She's getting money for no reason and just buying garbage.
She's the most spoiled person on the planet.
She found a new way to make money. You know, I asked her to clean her room. We did a contest the other day. You know, if you do this many things in 45 seconds, you get a dollar. Then put away 8 things in a minute, I had another dollar. Because I was going to give her $10 anyhow to go to the, she wanted to buy stuff at the dollar store. So I was going to give her $10 anyhow.
We're high end men.
Well, she gets notebooks there and, you know, little crap that you would get at there or Walmart. Not Staples, because you don't want to pay 14 times the amount of the dollar store. But so I said to Raina.
Maybe we should go back to just talking about what's wrong with our podcast.
I said to Raina.
Since Staples, you're not going to get your money's worth. A dollar store, you are going to get your money's worth. Walmart, remarkably pretty cheap. If you didn't know, Walmart was a cheap Target. That's going to set you back a little bit there. That's a little more expensive than Staples still holds strong at the very top with the most markup on everything.
So she's doing her room. She ended up earning
$10. My wife hates me. She ended up Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarland.
She ended up earning $10. But I came downstairs and I go, did you sweep? And she said, yeah. Then Bonnie went upstairs later and found she swept and pushed
literally swept it under her rug.
Under her little throw rug.
Oh, you had to comment on what kind of rug she has?
Yeah, a throw rug.
Did I do it wrong?
Yeah, you should have said she swept it under her throw rug.
Oh. No, she pulled up the carpeting. Why we told her to sweep the carpet, I don't know, but...
Well, she has a wooden floor.
Oh, my God. Stop talking.
Your problem is you don't explain and people just dangle wondering.
Good. Let them. They can get to 2 points by themselves.
All right. Anyhow, so last Tuesday, Bonnie, who is one of the coolest people I know, surprised everybody. And we got tickets to go see Beetlejuice to play at the Winter Garden Theaters on Broadway.
Merry Christmas.
Amazing. This show was amazing. The fact, the lead in it is 18 years old. The girl that plays Winona Ryder's part from the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember the name of the character. Raina would know. She knows everything about it.
She knew all the songs. She was singing all the songs.
Yeah. And this girl's 18. It's amazing how good these kids are.
And the
on
guy,
Broadway.
Too, that played Beetlejuice was amazing. And then you're like, I don't know. It's just weird. They go to their Twitters and they're like, they have 9 Twitter followers.
I know the girl. The girl's 18. She's singing, belting out songs. They don't have microphones, do they, when they're singing to the audience like that?
It's just a great acoustics in the theater.
Is it? There's no mics on them, right?
No. Uh-huh.
And belting out stuff, dancing, acting. Remember the lines, 18 years old. It's amazing. And when I was...
And 8 shows a week. Like, that's the most amazing thing. Like, can you imagine? I kept thinking, she has to do this every night. That's crazy.
And her voice and acting and
like so many songs
was so good. The guy that played Beetlejuice was really good. He was funny. And I was sitting there and I looked down at my daughter and she's just smiling and staring and laughing. And it's a great feeling that you see when you see your kid having so much fun and enjoyment out of something. She was so mesmerized by this play. Just every word, every note, everything. She was right on top of it. And I look over at her and she's just smiling. And like she thought the play was for her. It almost felt like they're doing this performance for her. And, you know, you have great moments in life, whatever they are. But when you see your kid enjoying something that much.
And you didn't have to pay for it.
And you don't have to pay for it. I was going to get a water at the theater until I heard they were $6 for a bottle of water. $6? These theaters. And then Randy goes, can you buy me a shirt? So we go up during intermission. I was going to get her a Beetlejuice shirt. And we're sitting there.
What other kind of shirt would you get her?
a Beetlejuice shirt I was getting her. And as I'm getting it, she goes, I also want that book. She said to the lady, the handbook, the mm-hmm. death handbook or whatever it is, mm-hmm. the afterlife handbook. And I'm not going to sit there and argue with my kid, but she's a little scam artist because...
Well, when we came back and you were mad, she goes, hey, you're the parent. You could have said no.
But then it would be an argument in front of all these people. Oh, I want everybody be looking at me, whatever. So, you know,
I don't talk to her in those situations. I just talk to the person. I would just say like this, no, thank you to the person. Like, and Rain would be like, why not? Why? And I would just completely ignore her and just look at the lady like, put it back. This is what I'm paying for. Let Raina do whatever she does and just ignore her.
Yeah, but
that's my system.
I don't have a system.
Yeah, because you would engage. Don't engage. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
fights take two people.
The play, the time, we had so much fun. Did we go? We didn't go out to eat after that. What did we do? We went straight home.
Yeah, we went home because it was kind of late.
It's a great, great performance. Great time. If you get the chance, go see Beetlejuice and Creeps with Kids.
Oh,
yeah, we're in Staten Island and Red Bank this weekend. That tour, we're having so much fun on it. It's amazing. It's you know.
Doing lots of videos.
Videos. Bobby's doing
videos.
That's
the thing you guys love so much. Like, I saw when Bobby came in here to get you guys and was like filming with his camera, you know. You were just in, it's just like, normally you're in such a bad mood, you know? You're just,
no, I'm not in
yes.
a bad mood, no.
You answer things like so abruptly.
Ask me a question.
No, because I don't feel like doing that, whatever joke you're going to do. And, but when that camera's on, you light up. Oh, suddenly joking, ha ha, laughing.
I'm litting up all day long.
You're litting up all day long, are you?
I light up all day long. When I see you, when I come home off the road and I see you, I light up.
Mm-hmm.
When I see my beautiful wife, I light up and I say, honey, I'm home. Put the broom down. Let's hug.
It's like not that far from the truth.
Honey, drop that laundry and give me a hug.
You go, what's for dinner?
No, I never say that because I don't get dinner anymore, hardly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you became a vegan, I would make huge, big, wonderful dinners again.
Oh, you eat it's the driest, most boring shit I've ever seen. What? It's my opinion. I think it's boring.
How is it dry?
How is it dry?
Okay, so this morning I had avocado toast. With tomato and fresh cilantro on it.
You have that every morning almost.
Well, some variation of that.
Some days you throw a radish on it.
Yep.
Who eats radishes straight
They're
up?
They're so good.
Ew, like.
They're wonderful.
I don't think I've ever had a radish.
Well, get on it, man. They're like, I don't know. They give a little, they're crunchy. They got a little spice to them. They're good. Okay. So anyway, how is that dry? I'd like to know.
Like I see last night, we're going into the city and Bonnie's dinner is beans and rice and onions and peppers.
Okay. So I cut peppers and an onion. And
boy, this is riveting. You'd say I'm riveting.
I'm just saying it's not like it's gourmet.
That's gourmet. Beans, rice, and onions and peppers.
Yeah, because it's like.
Gourmet where? In a third world country?
Did you have those peppers and onions? They were amazing. They were so good.
They're peppers and onions. You can't fuck that up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You cannot caramelize them. Okay, so I put that on. It was a delicious meal with some green salsa. Oh, heaven. How is that bad? What could taste better than that? I'd like to know.
I don't know. Keep talking.
But I'd like to know how that's dry. Like you would have that, right? Exact thing with chicken on it?
Yeah.
Don't text people.
It's Rob. He can help it.
Yeah, but oh God, I hate this podcast. Oh, it's just no fun doing it with you.
Yes, it is.
No, it's really not because it's like you're texting your tech person while we're doing the podcast.
He's not my tech person anymore.
Well, think about what you're doing. Think about it.
I'm multitasking. What, you never text when you're on the radio or?
Yeah, if there was like somebody that was doing it, like they're going to commercial break. No, I've never texted while we're actually on the air, I bet, in radio. No.
Never?
Mm-mm. There's just breaks.
Well, we don't take a break in our podcast.
We only do a fucking hour. That's the thing with you. Like, you have no ability to, like, hold. Like, you want something, you got to go get it now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You like that? Yeah.
Sometimes I try to, like, Rich Voss it up and just get shit done and don't procrastinate. But sometimes you take it to a fucking extreme. You know?
So it's good for you sometimes and bad sometimes. So I got to
when you're on a fucking podcast, doing a pod, when you force your wife to fucking do a podcast.
I force you to do this?
Yeah, I would say to dump it.
You would say dump it? And you know how many people would be.
Well, if you're going to do, so this is the thing. If you're going to do something, at least try to do it like a little bit above, you know, average. Don't just put junk out into the world.
I'm not.
That's what you're doing. You're just like, this is what you think that your audience is worth.
We talked about
blah, 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 blah. Let me text. Blah, blah, blah. I have no respect. You guys will listen to fucking anything. And then you have the fucking audacity to afterwards be like, that was a good one.
First of all,
it wasn't a good one.
We discussed.
Have some fucking humility.
We discussed.
What did we discuss Beetlejuice, so far? We discussed Beetlejuice, which people could give a fucking flying shit about because you didn't know any of the names of any of the people in it. You're just like, it's good for half a fucking hour.
Look, it just stopped again. There we go. See that? Did you see what just happened?
You got an alert. That's what just happened.
Why would I get an alert?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know so much.
I don't know so much. Hey, and guess what? I didn't explode by saying that. Oh, people can say, I don't know what's going on. And they're still fucking sitting there.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
About?
Try it.
What are you
try it with
about?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Is this a great podcast?
So far, it's picking up.
Oh, my God.
So far.
You think if I'm yelling at you?
No.
That's, oh, I did it.
Can I
is that
you?
What you do? You just be fucking annoying till I yell at you? And then
no,
you
go, I'm not trying to be annoying. I'm trying to get
in the shower. That was a good podcast.
Can I tell you what Bonnie did the other day?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Can't take any criticism. He slaps it right back in your fucking face.
Wait, what criticism am I taking that I don't know?
That
how to-
this podcast is shitty because of
me?
Yes.
No.
Good answer.
Just this one or
got it.
This one in general or all of them?
Lot of them. A lot of them. Yes.
Because of me.
Yes.
I carry these things. I'm the-
You carry them? You do. Yes. You do big chunks of boring bullshit. I grant you that. You haven't been able to ever tell a story in a
stories.
Fucking compelling way. You list things. You just talked about Beetlejuice. How interesting do you think that was? Don't you think your fucking small talk, if you're going to have a podcast, should be a little better than what the fucking, you know, our neighbor who's in insurance can do?
Why, they have a podcast too? First of all, I went into detail about Beetlejuice, how good the young girl was, the lead.
Was that, if you were sitting in an audience and somebody went on stage with that, would you be like, what the fuck is this shit?
I go, I'm going to go see Beetlejuice.
Okay, so I guess like...
I gave a good recap.
Yeah, the cashier told me to go to Beetlejuice, had a fucking 1,000 times better description of it than you.
Oh, how would you... I was describing how basically saying the enjoyment on my daughter's face.
And it got a little better at that point. It did get a little better.
So it builds.
That's but what it's also basically. Still just like some kind of like, I don't know, what is it called when you, moral signaling or something. I enjoy making my daughter happy.
No, I don't.
It wasn't actually me. My wife thought of it and bought the tickets and arranged for us to go. But when I looked down, I said, oh, Richard, doing great things with your daughter.
No, seeing enjoyment in her face.
that I had nothing to do with makes me so proud.
I didn't say it makes. I didn't have anything to do with it. I drove us in.
Oh my God.
Who found the parking?
Well, well, well. Now we're getting somewhere there, mister. I was the one who went on Spot Hero, which is a great fucking app, by the way.
Who told you about it?
Richard, I don't know how I've come this far without you. If I didn't know about Spot Hero, one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
When I have to go somewhere, I say, oh, good. Tomorrow you get to check out Spot Hero.
Oh, yeah. Is that kind of how you throw in the easy pass thing at me? How? Oh.
When we're driving, he does this thing where he won't go through the easy pass. He goes through the sometimes. Where you have to pay on purpose. I'm convinced of it. Because why else would you do it? Sometimes there's no one in the easy pass lane and he'll pull over behind someone.
No, not all
the paying.
No.
Last night you got accident. Stuck behind someone.
By accident.
How do you make these mistakes? I'd like to know.
I was going
Is it to, just with me or you do it by yourself? Do you sometimes pay?
Oh, I forgot I had easy pass.
No. Oh, really?
I forgot I had it.
Yeah. Yeah. We used easy pass when we rented a car and went to Pittsburgh. We took my easy pass, my portable one. When we went to Pittsburgh and used it.
What? I mean, is this the greatest podcast or what? Huh? Where are you going to get that kind of information? You're going to listen to Joe Rogan talk about where he takes his easy pass? I don't think so. He's doing boring Snowden interviews. This is where you get the real shit right here.
I put it in my pocket until I walked to the rental car. Then I took it out of my pocket and I hooked it up. It was super easy. You put it in the glove compartment until you need it. Then you just hold it up. Boom.
No, I kept it on the dashboard.
I keep it on the dashboard. Some people leave it in the glove compartment. I put it on the dashboard. I said, hey guys, it's my easy pass. Put it on the dashboard. My treat. Easy pass. My treat, boys. Let's go do some creeps with kids. It's insane what you think is important, like interesting.
Well, they have people. Their easy pass.
Pretend you're on stage. I mean, you're already sitting. It shouldn't be that hard.
No.
Last night, 15-minute set. And also, do you have to scramble onto the stool? Like, there's no way for you to just sit naturally.
How do I scramble?
Because you take the mic out and then you have to kind of shimmy up onto the stool. You shimmy onto the stool.
I get
move your butt around till you're comfortable. It's like you're not going to be sitting there for an hour and a half. Okay.
All I know.
Where are you at the DMV? No, you're on stage doing something called stand up.
All I know is.
I mean, you maybe you should say I have a bad back or something to them. They're like, why is he wait? I thought the show ended at 10. Why is he sitting down? You know,
I sit down. I'm more comfortable in it. I don't sit when I'm doing a Creeps with Kids tour because I'm hosting and it's a theater. It's a little nightclub. I like to sit.
Oh, a little nightclub called Gotham Comedy Club.
No, I mean, it's a comedy club, not a little nightclub. It's the best, one of the best clubs in New York. You know,
it's
my top three.
If they don't have a stool. Is it in your rider? Well, you take your own stool. You go, I got my own.
Well, I don't sit when we do the theater tour. You don't sit when you're doing a theater.
No.
No, you got to protect and move.
We already did. We've been over that. What if there's no stool?
I have one brought up. If I'm on the road doing comedy at a club.
No, just at your grandmother's or what do you fuck? Of course.
Yeah, well, I'll have them bring a stool on stage if I'm on the road. If I want to sit,
do you do it beforehand or like what? When you get up there, you go, there's no fucking stool up here. Somebody bring
beforehand.
Me a stool.
I'll do it beforehand if I notice.
They kick somebody out of the bar. So you can get a stool.
I'll do whatever I got to do. But you see how...
You should get like one of those stools that you wear kind of on your back. You ever seen those? And if you lean back, it just completely... So you can sit down on it.
No, I've never seen it, but...
It's like a thing that you strap on and you can just walk around with it. And then when you go to sit, it just comes out automatically. And then when you stand up, it shoots back up.
Pretty cool.
Why don't you get one for yourself for stand-up?
No.
Then you can, if you have to act something out, you get up, people are like, hey, I thought he was sitting on this. Then you go back down.
It doesn't turn into a stool. It's probably just a pole or something. And then whatever you're talking about probably isn't real.
It is real. I've seen it on an Instagram ad.
They said, hey, maybe your husband would like this.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, we did Gotham last night, a benefit for the blind. Bonnie had a great set. Very funny. A lot of new material. I had to go up after her. And I was going, wow, she's killing so hard. I might not be able to follow this.
You never thought that.
Yeah. I'm telling
you. There's no fucking way.
I'm saying you are destroying because you were the first real comic up there.
Hey, don't say that. What if they're
Oh, no. There was someone did a set before you. I forgot. I thought it was just a host. And
there was
that.
A couple of people did sets.
Oh, okay. A couple of people.
There was
sorry.
The MC. There was that. What's his name?
Brian.
Blind Brian was the host. Uh-huh. Semi-blind Brian was the host. Then that girl went up. That was, what's her name? Stephanie Busey.
Gary Busey's wife. Everybody wants to do comedy.
And then she was funny. And then Blind Brian went up completely.
The original.
Blind Brian.
Yeah.
The original Blind Brian. When the other Blind Brian called me to do some other event, I totally 100% thought I was texting with Blind Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not really texting. They're voice commanding. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, and then I went on and it was pretty fun. And then yeah, you had no trouble following me.
Yeah, I know. But I thought I was gonna. You killed, you destroyed. And then I got up and I said to the host,
I don't think I destroyed.
Yes, you did. You were getting applause breaks. You were getting applause breaks. Oh. Applause breaks.
Yeah.
They were applauding. Applause. They were applauding. I was going, she's killing. Couple of applause breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were applauding and you got applause breaks.
However you want to say it.
They were, I'm going, holy fuck. She's killing.
All right. Let's.
So I went up.
What are you really trying to get to?
How Robert Klein was very impressed by my stand up.
Okay. I was supposed to jump in with that, right?
Go ahead. What happened?
I was standing there and I heard, what's his name?
Robert Klein,
a very famous comedian.
Fucking legend.
A legend from the 60s?
Seven HBO specials.
I know, but when did he like...
He's been in...
Like he inspired Lenny Bruce, I think.
No, but he was in Casino.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That he inspired Lenny Bruce?
Yes, his style was what Lenny Bruce tried to...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that, but I know.
Or maybe it's the other way around.
He was in Casino. Was it Casino? Yeah, he played. Alan King was in Casino. I don't know. He was in Goodfellas. He was in some. He's been in a lot of movies, but he's had seven HBO specials.
But he said, "Who is this kid up there?"
He didn't say that.
Who's that kid? No, he said to Brian, "Who is that? Who's on stage right now?" And Brian goes, "That's Rich Voss." He goes, "He's very funny."
Robert Klein said that.
I don't know about the very funny part, but then he started watching you. But you said Brian told you, he said you were funny. So maybe
I don't
he
know.
Did.
But when you have somebody like that compliment
He's only seen you fucking 10 times.
No, probably 3 times, 4 times. But, you know, it's been years since he's seen me, like 3 years. You know, I don't remember a comic I've seen 3 years ago, probably. And but when you get a compliment from somebody who,
a legend
like that.
From a legend to a legend.
It's fucking, it's a good feeling. Didn't Lenny Marcus say something?
No, not that I recall. Oh my God. He's like a savant. Jesus.
What did he say?
Let's go through these compliments you got. He said he's like a savant.
Why? I don't get it.
Because you're funny. Because you don't seem like you're on the ball when you're talking to you off stage, but then on stage somehow you're very sharp.
It's just whatever.
He's like a savant. And also the fact that he was like, he has to sit down for 15 minutes.
He said that? No.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I didn't know I was doing 15 because I didn't get it.
I told Lenny, by the way, I go, he's the first, comedian to ever use a stool. And then Lenny was like, I go, I mean, Bill Cosby, but he's the first white comic. I go, he really believes that. And it's like, why would that even be a thing that you'd want people to know about you, that you were the first one? Like,
well, I was doing it for a
but
while.
But how is that? He's right. Like, that's like saying like,
well, I was working. Where the fuck? Oh, when last time I was in Vegas. The fucking, I had a, I always
I'm
got
the
a,
first comic that ever paced. I'm the first one ever paced back and forth on the stage.
Hicks used to pace a lot.
I'm the first female comic to ever pace.
Fucking, you don't pace. I was working
Vegas. I pace.
I was working Vegas in Rio, at the Rio, and the comic before me, right before me, sat down on the show. I couldn't sit down.
Wait, a middle act is sitting down?
Well, there's four acts on the show, but the act before, I was the last act.
Who,
I had to close.
Who was it?
I don't know. This black dude from LA, funny guy. He's,
yeah, but see, black dudes sit down a lot.
Yeah. No, not a lot. Some of them.
I've seen.
But he sat down right before me, so I can't sit down now. You can't have the last two comics sitting down. So now I had to do my set fucking standing at the, you know, in at the Rio.
Why don't you like lean over the stool?
I've done that before. Paula Poundstone was the first to do that.
You know, but you know, any stat regarding the stool? Who's the first one to wear the stool like a hat?
Oh, what's his name? Adam Leslie.
I gotta cut your hand off.
No, you know, you don't want the two last acts to be sitting down. Why did we sleep so long and I want to go take a nap?
Because we slept too long. I got up and took Rainy to school, then went back to bed. And then I was like, I couldn't get up. Couldn't get back up.
I know what you're saying. I'm tired now.
And plus, we drank a lot of coffee.
And I'm trying.
Sometimes I think coffee at some point does the opposite. Like it turns from being like a stimulant to a depressant.
Ooh, stimulating. Tell us more about what you think about coffee.
Well, this is my theory on coffee, everybody, is one or two cups is totally fine. It's going to get you going. Anything more than that, I think it's going to have the reverse effect than you hoped that it would. And you're going to feel tired again.
We had and before we went to see Beetlejuice, we went to see Joker. With Raina too. I don't know if that was appropriate to bring Raina too.
It was a great movie, so I think it was fine.
A lot of
it. There's no weird sex in it.
A lot of it, and there's none in this house. A lot of it. A lot of it. I didn't get until later, until people explained it.
Oh, people? Meaning?
Not you.
What?
When we had discussions about it.
Who's explaining? If it goes against what I believe, they're wrong.
Whatever you believe, but I don't want to talk about it because other people didn't see it.
Oh, people have seen it.
Yeah, but
spoilers. Spoilers. It's a great movie. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
And
Todd Phillips is a great filmmaker. See, you can go from comedy to anything, but not the other way around. You know the guy Succession?
Yeah.
He was a comedy writer, full blown, in the beginning. See? If you can do comedy, you can do anything. Sorry about the reverse. It just doesn't work like that.
So you're saying comedy is the hardest out of everything.
I mean, if you can tell a story and make it funny, then you can tell a story. Like adding the funny is the hard part. Or I mean,
being funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it's like you can, like if you think about the Joker, it's almost the same storytelling style that he has for comedy. It's just like different music, different sort of.
Why? What comedy did he do?
A Hangover.
That's it.
Why? Other movies, but I can't remember right now.
I mean, Hangovers were great. And what's his name was great in it. He was so funny.
Zach?
Yeah. Hilarious. Very funny. Very good in it. But Hangover is kind of, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. In my opinion, which I like the movie. Don't get me wrong. My opinion, a remake kind of Bachelor Party. Which was Tom Hanks in Vegas. Wait,
that's like saying like every war movie is a remake of another war movie, or you're only allowed to ever discuss or have.
Well, I think it might be. I don't know. I'm not a movie director or writer.
Cinephile.
I'm not a writer, but I think it's easier when you have something already to base it on.
Well, they're not, they didn't base it on that.
The theme, you don't think the theme was based on that? A bachelor party?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, Vegas. It's just, if it's about a bachelor party, you could have more than one movie about something.
No, I know you can, but it's easier when you go, oh, it's like.
What is? I have no idea, honestly, what you're trying to say here. You're saying if you have an event, it's easier to write a movie about the event?
No.
Like if it's war, no. Go, oh, at least we have war. We know what war is, so we can write a movie about it. It's easier. As opposed to what? Writing a movie about a concept?
Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking follow-up questions.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired. I'm just saying, I love the movies. I thought they were quite original, but there was a movie like that earlier. I'm not saying the guy took it in any way. I'm saying he probably, what's his name? Todd what? Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant guy. What else has he done? Do you know?
He said that he doesn't like being funny anymore because of woke culture. It's impossible. And people got really mad.
Wait, he can't,
about it.
He's saying he can't make a comedy anymore.
He said he didn't like, you know, because he's like, he's also trying to be inflammatory because he wants the Joker to be the highest selling movie of all time. So they're, you know, they're trying to get controversy going with it. But he said, because of woke culture, like he used to do comedies. Now he's not. He says, I'm not doing comedies anymore because woke culture's ruined it. It's not fun anymore.
He's right about that.
But comedians, including Patton Oswalt and a bunch of others, were just started listing like woke comedies. You know, oh, really? Like, what about, you know, Broad City and Fleabag? And it's like,
I like his opinion. If he's a director and a writer, that's his opinion. He doesn't have to do it. That's like,
I know, but they're like, it's just,
I'm on his side.
You shouldn't take a side. You shouldn't take a side. That's the thing. That's the fucked up part of it is that it's just an informational nugget. It's not like, why does everything have to be like a grenade over to the other side?
Well, no, I could see why he doesn't want to do it anymore. I could see his point.
Right. I can also see, yes, there are other shows that seem to be doing well. This guy doesn't feel like he can do it. I, a lot of times, get irritated with the audience for being too sensitive about things, because the one thing the woke side never fucking points out is that there are times when the woke side is fucking wrong and they make a big deal out of things that they don't need to be making a big deal out of. Michael Che just did a joke on SNL that was saying like
Michael Che.
Sorry. He used the name Bruce Jenner in the joke, but he was saying Bruce Jenner because
it was Bruce Jenner at the time.
And people called him out for saying that he's, you know, and it's just like, oh my God, fucking stop it. Caitlyn Jenner was just on a roast where they constantly referred to Bruce Jenner. So it's just like you pick and choose, you know.
Well, here's the thing. And
it's and sometimes the people on the side of woke culture should also be saying like, hey, stop it.
Look, here's the deal when he comes to and obviously we're fans and friends of Patton and a lot of those people.
Yeah, but they should be pushed back on too. Patton, shut up.
No, but here's the thing.
You're ruining your own fucking business by like somehow in some way, like everyone should be 100% against censorship of any kind in any form.
Yes.
That does not mean I like hate speech or want people to say jokes that are inappropriate. It means I tolerate it for the larger picture. That's what it means.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, it's easy for comics of that stature or status to say, well, you know, because what I'm saying is they got their audience. People that are coming to see Patton, Mark Maron, Deal, you, whatever, when you're at, are your fans. So they're going to go with whatever you talk about up there because they're your fans. You know, just like when we do the Crease with Kids tour. We could say things at that tour that really,
but that doesn't necessarily mean you should either.
No, but no,
you're the leader. You should be holding yourself accountable on some form too. Yes, I'll say things that are terrible and the audience will like it and laugh, does that mean that I should do it just because? No, I mean, there should be still some moral compass in yourself. Yes.
You should do what you want to do.
Yes, but don't just feed the audience and don't just feed the fucking woke culture. Think about these things.
If you're a seasoned professional comic, you do what you want to do, what you feel makes you feel creative, what you enjoy talking about, what you think is funny. If you think it's funny and you like it, you do it, because you can't be, let the audience hijack your thoughts.
Either side.
I didn't say.
Either side. Don't let the audience bully you from either side.
I like hijack your thoughts better.
Sure. No, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, these are my thoughts. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So.
And also, I'm a very thoughtful fucking person. So I've already thought it through. So you don't have to worry. You know, it's like having dumb people fucking tell you what to do. It's so fucking annoying.
Like when I tell you what to do, you're saying?
No, you're smart.
I am. I am pretty smart.
Well, on certain things.
I don't think you see. Yeah. Excuse me.
I just think, like, the thing with all those comics listing the woke shows and stuff, it's like, you're just fucking playing into this, you know, nobody's like, hey, I kind of get that, you know, or that's too bad he feels that way, you know, but it's always like, just like, let's go. It's like, why take everything as like bait, you know?
I don't think you should tell Patton to go fuck himself. I think
I tell Patton to go fuck himself. If I think listen, he would tell me to go fuck myself.
No, I think you could put it in a nicer way if you're.
He knows what I mean.
You said, Patton, go fuck yourself. And I think that's pretty.
I meant Patton in the larger word of the pat. It's like the royal Patton. I meant all of the Pattons out there.
So he's a leader.
I'm not saying he's a leader. I'm saying he's iconic. And everyone else that's like him.
Oh, what are you saying that's like him?
You know,
you're categorizing.
White male.
You're categorizing.
No, I'm just saying, like, yes, there's woke shows that have been able to do it. Of course, there's great comedians that have been able to not offend people. Great. But that doesn't mean the people who test boundaries should be forced to quit.
No, of course not.
You know, and they should get pushback too. It's like, if you go too far, you get a little pushback, you come back. But don't push everything. Otherwise, the push too far doesn't fucking have any bearing on anything. It's like, you're going to push on everything?
Well, I guess
people are just going to go fuck yourself. And then the pendulum's going to swing even harder. It's like, woof. And this side gets all pissy. Then this side gets all pissy.
If you're a comic, do what you feel. There's comics that try to be so edgy.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves too.
I know, they try, like, just for the shock value.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to name names. And they're not saying anything.
Right.
No opinions.
Right.
Nothing about their lives. Just let me see how I could. Certain people quit comedy because what they were doing, they can't do now. So they're motivational speakers or whatever, you know. Lisa.
She's not a motivational speaker. Isn't she like a life coach or something?
Well, I think she's given speaking on weight loss or motivational stuff, which is great. But what she was doing 5 years ago, she can't do now. She can't get away with that now. Nobody wants to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when she did it, she got as much out of it as she could, made a career, made a fortune, and now nobody wants to hear it. But you can be controversial.
Of course. Of course. Louis C.K. is selling out all over the fucking place.
He always will, though. He has his fan base.
Yeah.
His fan base, no matter what, he's not getting
Chappelle
moved.
is not losing any fans.
You can't hurt Chappelle. You can't hurt him. It's impossible because he's just a stand up. And if that's all he wants to do, like, you really, the only way you can hurt Louis,
like, the industry can cancel you, but you could still
sell out theaters and the Garden or whatever. You know, Chappelle, Billy, Louis, all of those guys, you know, if they're never put on a TV show or a movie ever again in their lives, it doesn't fucking faze them. because they're still going to make millions of dollars.
Right.
And they're all great comics, you know. So, you know, look at Stanhope. He doesn't do movies and television. He sells out everywhere. And he's as controversial as anybody and as funny as anybody.
Right, and nobody can do anything
about it. You can't hurt him because he doesn't give a fuck.
He has nothing to take away.
Yeah, what are you going to take away? And he's probably one of the most brilliant comics. You can't hurt Joe Rogan. You can't hurt him.
Right.
Because he has the biggest podcast in comedy. I don't know if it's the biggest in the world.
It might be. I think so.
I mean, bigger than all those.
Yeah.
No, okay, so you can't hurt him.
Right.
What can you fucking do? There's comics you can't hurt because they'll go, fuck you. I'll just do comedy and make fucking millions of dollars. Look, Brian Regan, he had this small TV show recently.
On Netflix.
He's made a fortune selling out theaters for years as a comic. All right. So, you know. And I put myself in that category. I sell out, you know, 20 seaters, 25 seaters as a comic. Anyhow, I think I wanted to go as long as we could over this thing that you think we're taping over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll stop this podcast at around 50 minutes. And if it goes longer than 50 minutes, then Bonnie is right. Okay. Then we're taping over something. So we'll stop at exactly 50 minutes.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, if we stop the podcast at 50 minutes, now it's going to be a little longer. And if it keeps going past 50 minutes, that's Bobby Kelly. You want to put him on the podcast?
No. Yeah,
let's see what he has to say. God. Hello? We're on our podcast. You're talking on speakerphone.
Oh, God, no.
What? Do you want me to call you back?
No, it's okay. Am I in the middle of something, or is it just regular?
No, we were just going to wrap it up. We were talking about censorship.
Censorship? What do you mean? What? Censoring what?
This phone call. Fucking idiot. Oh, look at that.
Censorship. Censorship. What's that?
Look at this. We're going over the blue line. See? So let's see what happens. Let's
there you
see.
Go. See?
See now.
Now we're not recording over anything. That was it.
Okay, so let's wrap it up.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Get your tickets, Creepswood Kids.
Oh, I have an album taping on November 9th. Every time I say the album taping or something, Rich smirks like it's so condescending. No, I don't know why you do it.
No.
But sometimes I'll even bring it up. Are you doing an album taping? I don't know why.
No, I call it what? What do I call it? Your what taping?
Album taping.
Yeah, I'm very happy you're finally putting an album together.
No, but why are you like mocking it all the time?
I don't mock it. How do I mock it?
You do. Okay. So anyway, November 9th, I've never recorded an album in my life. So now I'm doing it. So
where at? Tell them.
Oh, at the Stand.
Fucking
at
idiot.
The Stand. I think it's two shows, November 9th. So right. If you like me, please come so that I can have
support
fans.
Support her. Support her album taping. So first, it's going to be great. Creepswithkids.com. If you want tour tickets, Creeps with Kids. It's amazing. We're just killing it. The audiences are great. The tour is great. Lock Sam. Goodbye.
Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.